With those drought conditions come wildfires, and as of this week, there have been over 37,000 different forest fires in our country that in many cases have lasted longer than normal and have needed more resources than normal. Due to that, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says USDA is in need of more money to fund the rising cost of fighting the country's growing wildfires.
Recently, we've experienced overall reductions to the Forest Service budget as a result of sequester and some of the budget caps. We've also seen a subtle but sustained shifting of funds from other parts of the budget to fire suppression, which explains why the fire suppression budget was at one point roughly 16% of our Forest Service budget. Today, the money used to put out fires is nearly 42%.
And Vilsack explains the need for changes in the allocation of the Forest Service funds.
We've seen a 110% increase in staffing for fire suppression over the last many years. We've seen a reduction of management staff by 35%. That is impacting and affecting our ability to reduce the risk of fires and to maintain the health and resilience of our forests. They do so much for us. They are the water reservoir for the western United States. 60 million people depend on better forest management for water resources. They are the place of recreation and job opportunities. They help to fund and to provide resources for our housing efforts. It's just extraordinarily important that we do a better job of finding ways in which we can adequately fund the forest budget and make sure that within that forest budget we equitably distribute the resources between the various accounts. Otherwise, we're going to continue to see an ever-increasing amount being shifted and an ever-increasing amount being borrowed from key parts of our budget to basically continue to fight ever-increasing numbers or intensity of fires.
Cuts in funding have, of course, affected various aspects of the Forest Service budget, which has made dealing with this year's wildfires even tougher. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.